Hey, this is Shelley Owens, the mayor. It's 5:30 p.m., and I'd like to call the June 3rd, 2024 special meeting to order. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Who's that?
Councilmember Mike Taylor?
You.
Oh, sorry. Yes, here.
Councilmember Patrick?
Here.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Here.
Councilmember Bishop?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor? Vice Mayor Taylor, Madam Mayor,
Here.
we have a quorum.
All right, thank you. And Councilmember Driscoll, would you read the vision statement?
We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Okay, thank you. And before we start the meeting, we'll ask the public to mute your phones, keep the video off. The meeting will be recorded and posted to our website, and the packet will be projected and is also available online at www.gustavus-ak.gov. We have two items for our special meeting tonight regarding the fire department building painting project. First item on the agenda is to award an RFQ FY24-05, Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department Building Painting Project. Do I have a motion?
Madam Mayor, this is Councilmember Taylor. I move to award the contract for the GVFD Building Painting Project to Clinton Ventures, LLC, per their response to RFQ FY24-05. This being subject to council approval of FY24-18 NCO repair and replace funding 2024 fire hall building painting.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And that Janine. Would be Councilmember Driscoll. Okay. It is moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Driscoll to award the contract for the GVFD Building Painting Project to Clinton Ventures, LLC, per their response to RFQ F24-05, this being subject to council approval of FY24-18 NCO Repair and Replace Funding 2024 Fire Hall Building Painting. Could we have a summary of the of this item, perhaps, yes, Administrator Leary.
Thank you. Chief Martinez is off in training, which covers longer hours than he was able to come and talk about this. So we put out the RFQ. We received one response. It's a little higher than we thought, but nevertheless, there's a window of opportunity to get this done. We did ask that it get done before July 1st. So that's why we put on this special meeting, so that we would, if the council approves the project, we're assuming that they would make the motion to approve the NCO from the Repair and Replace Fund. And then it would be open for public comment on the 10th, so that if it was approved, we could move forward by then to have it start the painting of the fire hall. Part of the bid and the window of opportunity had to do with another painter coming over to Gustavus to paint the post office, and the same equipment could be shared and used to keep the costs down. The ferry has put a little bit of a dent in that timeline. We may have to advance it past the 30th of June, but we don't want to put the cart before the horse. So basically we're looking to see if the council will approve the contract first, contingent upon the NCO passing. And then if it does, then we could move forward with getting stuff ordered and the paint ordered and getting all the prep work, which is substantial at the fire hall. It's probably going to take longer to prep the fire hall than to paint the fire hall. So there's a lot of considerations and wires and tanks and things that have to be masked off. So that's basically it. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay. At this point, I don't see any questions. And we'll invite public comment at this time. Do any members of the public? There are none in the in council chambers. Is anyone online that would like to comment? Okay, seeing none, we can engage in council debate at this time. Are there any comments in council chambers? None, and I don't see any online. I do have a question about the amount which showed up in the project scoping document. The estimated cost was $2,700, and the bid came in at $26,900. I'm wondering if that there's an explanation for that discrepancy.
Yes. When I talked to the fire chief about it, he was very surprised because when he did the original scoping document, which I believe is over a year and a half ago now, on that, he had called someone for an informal quote, and at that time it was over 18,000. So he doesn't know why that number wound up going on there, unless we forgot a zero or two zeros. Well, and he apologizes for that. I don't know how that slipped through that way, to be honest, but that's why the discrepancy. It was the intent was never for it to be only that much, and it. I don't know that it would have made a difference in approval at the time. There was no consideration that it was going to be done by a group of the volunteers. He had solicited contractual information, and this is before a bunch of the prices went up. So that's all I know about that. It just slip through that way.
Okay, thank you. Do any council members have clarifying questions? Okay, go ahead, Council Member Taylor.
Not a question. I would just comment that it's often hard to, especially for a department head, to guess what the cost of a project like that's going to be. And getting an informal quote, you know, from somebody who doesn't necessarily know the building is or the conditions could mean that the estimate could be way low. They do have to rent a man lift, and there are, you know, fall constraint considerations for working at heights. There's a lot of pressure washing. It's an old building. There may be stuff that problems they get into, and we put it out for bid. We got one bid, and that's what the bidder is willing to do it for. It's a local contractor, and we know the firm and respect them. So I'm inclined to take them at their word that that's a reasonable cost.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Kim.
If I might add one thing that I do recall, one of the reasons we asked to pass the scoping document was so we could go out to bid, so we could get a quote, so that we could decide whether we wanted to pay for it or not. So that was part of that process too.
Okay, I understand that. Thank you. Anyone else? And I don't see any hands raised. Okay. Are we ready for the question then? And Madam Clerk, could you call the roll call?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Councilmember Driscoll.
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. And this is a little late, but I'll go ahead and read it. The question was on the adoption of the motion to award the contract for the GVFD building painting project to Glint Ventures LLC per their response to RFQ FY24-05, this being subject to council approval of FY24-18 NCO repair and replace funding 2024 fire hall building painting. Thank you. And item number two is the related issue, FY24-18 NCO repair and replace funding 2024 fire hall building painting. The public hearing will be on June 10th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Thanks for your patience as I'm getting set up here. I'll move to introduce.
This is Vice Mayor Taylor.
Vice Mayor Taylor, yeah. I move to introduce FY24-18 NCO Repair and Replace Funding 2024 Fire Hall Building Painting.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Kyle Bishop, I'll second.
Okay. Okay, it is moved by Vice Mayor Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Muscoviac to introduce FY24-18 NCO Repair and Replace Funding 2024 Fire Hall Building Painting.
Just a point of order, I think it might have been Kyle or Councilmember Bishop that seconded that.
I'm sorry, was that Councilmember Bishop or Councilmember Muscoviac?
I couldn't hear if Jim was seconding Bishop. It too.
It was Bishop.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the clarification. Okay.
Madam Mayor, just for clarification, the second on the motion for the fiscal year 24-18 NCO was Councilmember Bishop, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. And I'll ask the administrator to provide a summary of this. Or do we want the treasurer to explain the NCO?
The NCO is basically to move the funds from the repair and replace fund to be able to pay for this, hopefully this fiscal year. Mm-hmm. And then as in the library roof replacement and the painting in the fire hall, we're hoping that if there's sufficient carryover, we can refund the repair and replace with those funds.
Okay. And this time I'll ask, is there any members of the public who wish to comment? And seeing none, would council members like to discuss and debate at this time?
A quick question. I'm coming in at halftime here, so I believe I missed the scope. We've already done the scoping document as the first item.
No, not the scoping document, but the we introduced, we voted to approve the contract.
Pending the NCO.
Okay. So I was just struck that the scoping document says $2,700 and the contract was $27,000 and would like some clarification on that. Order of magnitude different.
Which I did, but you missed it. Yeah. Okay. So when that happened, and I questioned the fire chief about it, who can't be here tonight, he said he doesn't understand how the number got recorded that way and how come it wasn't. He put the wrong number down and it wasn't noticed. Mm-hmm. He had gotten a verbal quote from just like a kind of like a estimate without somebody even looking at the job. That was 18,000 at the time, but for some reason it didn't get recorded on there. The purpose of putting out an RFQ when we did the scoping document, wrong as it might be, we didn't have an idea of the price, so that's why we wanted to put out an RFQ so that we could figure out how much the price was. So I'm not clear on that error, to be honest, but the whole purpose of going out for an RFQ was to get a price.
That's great. This is something that I've wondered about sometimes. I feel like we maybe sell ourselves short by putting out an NCO stating the maximum that we're willing to pay for something before we ask people what they might be able to do the work for. So I support getting bids before we've done an NCO. I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. Probably gets us more competitive prices in the long run.
Yeah.
I guess, with this being the NCO, I'm also curious to hear from the treasurer. It sounds like you already kind of addressed this. I read this as repair and replacement funds and went, wait a second, is that what we're setting that aside for? I'm also curious how much money we have in the repair and replace fund. And is this like half of what we've got in there? Just want to make sure that we're not abandoning our schedule for things and banking on having extra money as carryover to.
Okay. And then city treasurer.
Ben Sadler. So the fire department currently has 5,000. They have 100 and I have to go back and look. They have $5,000 more than they should have in the account at the moment. So I'd have to look, like I said, it's either $132,000 or $232,000 in their repair and replace account, but they only have 5,000 more than they should. So just like the library, if we take this $27,000 out of the repair and replace, when we figure out what the carryover is going to be from 2020 from FY24, I'm going to request that we put that money back into the repair and replace for the fire department, just like I'm going to ask that we put in the $27,000 that the library is short in their repair and replace before we give any money to, before we use carryover for anything else. Like first, let's get our account settled. Then if we have more money to spend on other things, road maintenance, library projects, whatever, then we start looking at that. And so that was one of the things that we thought when we were putting this together is, do we want to just take it out of any AMLIP account, or should we take it out of the repair and replace account, somewhat guaranteeing we're going to be putting the money back into the repair and replace account?
Go for it, Kathy.
And if I might, one of the things that was noticed over there when the Toyo was getting put in is that there is some moisture in the back end of the building in the OSB. And we asked Zach to go look at it before any painting started. And he talked about some overhang over on one end of it and said in the next couple of years, that section of the roof is going to have to be dealt with. So putting money back in the repair and replace fund is pretty crucial at this point.
Yeah.
So that's the other reason we want to make sure it gets back in there.
For sure.
And if I could, and if this is out of place, then just let me know and I'll stop. But I printed off 5 copies so that I'd have enough to give Kathy one too. But then Brian came in, so I gave him the price. Unfortunately, it doesn't look to me like it's like we accidentally did a number. The cost amounts are broken down in the scoping document, what it's going to cost. Now, maybe we don't know what it's going to cost and we put the things there, but I don't think that the $2,700 was a wrong number. It's all broken out in the scoping document. So that's what I wanted to make sure that was clear before we went forward.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other council members that wish to speak? Okay, the question is to introduce FY24-18 NCO Repair and Replace Funding 2024 Fire Hall Building Painting. May I have a roll call vote, Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. And is there any further business from the council? Seeing none. Since there's no further business, the meeting is adjourned. The time is 5:49 p.m. And we are going to conclude this Zoom feed, and then we're going to reopen again for the council meeting work session beginning at 6 p.m. So we'll have a break until 6 p.m. Thanks, everybody.